Even with the return to outdoor celebrations like Memorial Day, Utah didn't see a dramatic spike in cases. That's what infectious disease expert at Intermountain Healthcare, Eddie Stenium, said during a press conference Friday.
In my mind, Memorial Day was kind of the inflection point of where you really saw a lot of people stopping wearing masks. You saw a lot more people out engaging in the community. And we have seen cases come up a little bit, but not nearly the spike or the surge that we saw, you know, after Halloween or after the, you know, Christmas, New Year's holiday. So we are in a good spot.
He says cases and hospitalizations have remained low thanks to vaccinations, but COVID-19 still presents a danger to residents who are at risk or who haven't been vaccinated. And with only around half of eligible Utahns fully vaccinated, Stenium says COVID-19 transmission will continue throughout the state. He says herd immunity won't be reached until almost 80% of the state's population has been fully vaccinated. As of Sunday, 73% of eligible Summit County residents and 50% of Wasatch County residents are fully immunized. Deaths throughout the state have clearly decreased since vaccine appointments opened to all Utahns in late March, but Stenium says there's still been a slight uptick in hospitalizations, though that's not entirely due to coronavirus.
By and large, the people that are coming into our hospitals with COVID-19 are the unvaccinated population, 95% of them. The other thing that we're seeing is that plenty of people put off healthcare for about a year. And so our hospitals are full with people that have, you know, medical illnesses, surgical illness that went unattended for a long period of time.
While most of Utah no longer has any restrictions on limiting capacity or face coverings, Intermountain is still slowly easing restrictions. Stenium says hospitals are relaxing some visiting restrictions in the upcoming week, but they're still staying cautious of at-risk patients.
That's what keeps me up at night. That's what makes me really concerned and worried. And it really is a delicate balance of pulling back, but also making sure that our patients are safe and our caregivers are safe.
Starting Monday, hospitals will allow visitors over the age of 12, and they'll allow two bedside visitors in most instances, including postpartum care. Jessica Lowell, KPCW News.